Does this thing work? Yes, it does. Bernice asked me to introduce the speaker. I don't know why. I don't know her either. but anyway, Stephanie Rood is a member of our technology committee, and she's an assistive technology instructor at Junior Blind of America, and she has a master's from Cal State Northridge in technology and what is it?
Assistive technology and human services.
So what more? Who could ask for anything more? So, and she's going to talk about the new features of Zoom Text, and she's going to do that now, and she's also going to do a more detailed, intensive session on Saturday at 10, I think, right?
Yeah, I believe it's at 10. It's in the agenda.
Yeah, and in the same room, I believe. So, anyway, that's the story, and without further ado, I give you Stephanie Rood.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, how many people have used Zoom Text? Does kind of just clap or? Okay, for those of you who can see right to your to the right of as you face me, your right of me on the wall. For those who can see, there is a projected image of what's on my laptop. I'm going to go over some of the basics. I will also give a brief informational. I don't have the stuff with me right now to show you some of the new features. I can talk about them, though. And I have handouts in large print, and I also have demo CDs of Zoom Text 10. Okay, they'll be at the table for you to come grab at the end. So starting with the very basics, Zoom Text is an easy install. If you put it in and you tell it standard, and it'll go through and ask you what you need to do, to where you want to keep it, save it. By default, it'll make its own directory, the so forth. And it's an easy install. It talks its way through. So if you don't have a screen reader to rely on, Zoom Text will speak the whole information to you. Once it's installed, by default, it comes up at about 2x. Right now, this is much larger. I'm going to bring it down if I have three hands.
5x.
Okay. I'm trying to see if I can get the mic near the...
4x.
This is like...
By the way, projection monitor is courtesy of Vista Simulation.
I'm going to switch, see if this mic will pick up the speaker better. I'm trying to manipulate mics.
3, 2.2x. Color enhancements enabled. 40%. 1.
Okay, let's see if you guys can hear this now. Okay, to get to the user interface, the user interface will come up automatically when you first start JAWS. By default, the Zoom Text creates a hotkey of Alt-Control-Z. You can modify this if you so choose, if you have other applications that conflict with that shortcut key. And I've reversed the video for myself, but I'll tell you how to change that in just a moment. So the shortcut key, though, if you run it minimized as I do, is Control-Shift-U, which stands for user interface. And it brought up the user interface.
Color enhancements disabled.
And I just disabled the color enhancements, and I'm at
1.75x, 1.5, 1, 2X.
2X is where it comes up to start with. And then by default, it comes up in the magnifier toolbar. The handouts have pictures of all of this, all of the various tools and toolbars, so that what I reference will also make sense. The handout is, yes, you may get the handout. The handout is basically a lot of the shortcut keys to help you save time from trying to go back and forth between the mouse and the keyboard. When you do start using shortcut keys, it will help your productivity. However, I understand that some people have a difficult time remembering shortcut keys. So that's why I made the handout. For those of you who might wish this handout emailed to them instead, you can come and see me afterwards and give me your email address and your name, and I will send the handout to you via email. As you can see, the user interface, I'm going to switch it back because of my eye condition. It's very hard for me to see in normal colors.
Color enhancements enabled.
There are three different sections on this toolbar. But we'll start with the big Z on the far left.
Zoom text enabled.
And that is a button that will enable and disable Zoom text. You can use your mouse and click on the big button. If you have Zoom text reader magnifier, it will be blue. If you have Zoom text magnifier only, it will be green. You can also enable and disable Zoom text by using the Alt-Delete. And now it's back to standard view. When you might want to use this? If you're working with somebody who's sighted and they say, it's too big, I can't see what I'm trying to do. You just do an Alt-Delete and it's back to normal and they can do what it is they want to do. And then to return it back so that you can use it, you do a Alt-Insert.
Zoom text enabled.
And now you've got Zoom text back the way you like it. So that helps, especially when it's in the disabled mode. It's difficult for you as a user. Let's say the sighted person walks away and leaves you in the disabled mode. It's hard to find that square. Although it's quite large, it might not be large enough for somebody who has using it at 7 or 8X. So knowing the shortcut key of Alt Insert will help you quickly get back to what you're doing instead of fumbling with the mouse to try and find your place. Does that make any sense, guys? Okay. Now the next section on our toolbar. This is on the second page. Is the Zoom Windows Tools. And there's two items. One is your magnification. Magnification goes from no magnification all the way up to 32X. Although at 32X, there isn't a whole lot to see. You might get a letter or a part of a letter. However, if you're looking at something on the web, and originally it was in 8-point font or 5-point font because they're trying to squeeze as much in a small area, you may need to zoom up. The first increments are done in small increments to accommodate a lot of visual disabilities. So it goes from 1x, 1.25x, 1.5x, 1.75x, 2x, and then we go in a half increment, 2.5x, and then 3x. And everything else after that is in increments of 1. But for some people who don't need a whole lot of magnification, they just need a little bit of magnification, those increments at the very beginning are very helpful and very useful. And that's a spin box. We can also use, by using your mouse, you can go and
2.3x, 4x, 5x, 6x, 7x, 8x, 10x, 12x, 14x, 16x.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you can. And on Saturday, I'm going to go into a great detail on how to set up your configuration for your default, and I'm also going to tell you how to set up configurations for each program you use.
Okay.
so that you can switch from program to program and all your default... I'm going to keep going.
20X, 24X, 28X, 32X.
There you go. Now I'm going to use the hotkey to go down. The hotkey to enlarge would have been Alt plus on the number pad. I'm now going to do Alt minus to go, whoops.
28, 24, 20X, 16X, 14X, 12X. 10X, 8X, 7X, 6X.
What I say to people, okay, the other thing is on a laptop, you may have to use more zoom because the resolution is much higher, making the print much smaller. On a desktop unit, usually the resolution is not quite so high. It is high, but it's not necessarily as high as on a laptop. And so, sorry about that. Time to clock out at work. Okay. And at 6X, what I tell people is Zoom Text is great. However, the larger your magnification is, the less productive you become because you spend more time hunting for what you're looking for. Yes, you do have reader support with Zoom Magnifier Reader, and that's fantastic. And it will do quite a bit. But its verbosity may not be as verbose as a screen reader. And depending on your job and what you're expected to do, you may consider at 6X to start learning a screen reader while you still have vision so that you can use your screen reader with your magnification, the Zoom Text program. And when you can no longer use Zoom Text, you should feel comfortable with a screen reader. And I know it's hard. Many people have a very difficult time giving it up. So that's why I'm trying to show you all the tricks and tips that'll keep you using it for as long as you possibly can. And so you see at 6X here, we have the zoom window. I'm going to zoom out a little more because the next thing I'm going to show is the types of windows that we can have. And I'll talk about the different potential different uses.
Now, is this the new Zoom Text coming out?
This is Zoom Text 10, which is already out. I have demo CDs for those who wish.
You have
9.1? 9.1 has been out for many years. And 10 came out this year. Since I wasn't able to get on the internet in my room last night, I didn't get the current prices.
Ballpark.
Good question. Well, I can tell you new. I can tell you the new prices, so I know it's going to be less. New for magnifier only is, I believe, $3.99. Magnifier reader is $5.99, and that's the software package that you put on your computer. But they have other options. They have an option where you can get Zoom Text on a USB stick, basically, which means you can take it from place to place to place, and all your configurations are saved on the stick. So no matter what computer you use, you're able to use Zoom Text. And that's a little more expensive, plus don't lose your stick, because there's a replacement fee.
Was the question I had, was this demo that you're giving us now, work for 9?
Most of it will work for 9. Some of the new features on the third toolbar are new to Zoom Text 10.
So will you point that out?
Yes, I will. I will always point out the new features, plus in your handout it says new. So the handout will indicate things that are new. Who didn't get a handout? Okay, I can also give them the one that I'm using, and I can do another one, but I need to use this one for this presentation so I can keep track where I'm at. But you can have it afterwards for anybody who needs. The zoom types, let me zoom out a little bit more.
3X,
So now, right now we're at full view, which is the standard that most people use. The full screen is magnified. But there are other options besides full view. I'm going to use the shortcut key for the moment to cycle through the Zoom windows, which some of you may have, if you use shortcut keys with Microsoft Word, will say, oh, but that's another command. We'll talk about that later. Control-Shift-Z.
Zoom window overlay.
Zoom window overlay. In the lower right-hand corner is the magnified area, and the rest of the window remains standard view. I'm going to do a Control-Shift-Z again.
Zoom window lens.
Lens is like a magnifying glass. You move it around the screen as if you were moving a magnifier across the screen. And I'm going across the bottom of my taskbar. There's my system tray. And there's the time. And I'm going to come back up to the Zoom text toolbar. And there we are on... Yes, it is. I'm going to do a shortcut, Control-Shift-A.
Adjust tool.
You can also do these all through the user interface and by clicking. I just happen to be a shortcut person because I hate to take my hand off of the screen, off of the... And you see the squares, each of the white squares are the adjusters. So I'm going to tap and drag. Now it's much larger. I'm going to tap and drag from the side. Okay, ding. That must be as large as it's going to get. And now, as I move around, you can see more of what's available. And that's just like a magnifying glass. Control-Shift-Z.
Zoom window line.
Line. I'm going to open up Word momentarily.
Search box. W.
And what it will do is it's like
Microsoft
a line
Word.
Of text.
Document 1. Microsoft Word.
And I'll change it
Color
back to standard
disabled.
For you guys. But you'll see that my blinking cursor fits in that line. If I move up, you see it's only magnifying a line of the ribbon bar at a time. So I'm going to go back down here.
Hi. Welcome to the CCCLA.
Oops.
Space. L. CCCLV meeting.
And so if I change the font or change something about it, that line would automatically change to fit the content in whatever I'm writing. Some people prefer to use this line mode when they're using a writing because that they can keep their focus on just that one line, especially if they're editing or doing something like that. Some people will also use it in an Excel document to keep track so they stay straight on one row of text. Yeah, so let's say I now select all this and I'm going to control.
Font. Font style. Size. 22. 26. 48. Document 1. Microsoft Word.
Well, it was supposed to. I'm going to
cease.
There.
Hi, welcome to the...
It just did. Yeah. And it's much larger. So now if I...
Font. Time. Font style. Size. 22. Microsoft Office Word. This font style name does not exist.
Excuse me?
Font. Time. Size. Font color automatic.
No.
Size. 18. Microsoft Office.
Okay, fine. Font, be that way.
Document 1. Font.
It wasn't want me to change that.
Font. Size. 48. 30. 20. 20. 24. 22. Document 1.
Now you
Microsoft
see it changed
Word.
Back to fit.
H.
So now I'm going to do Control-Shift-Z again.
Zoom window docked bottom.
Docked bottom. That means that the bottom of your screen is magnified. I'm going to go up to the ribbon, and you'll see that the bottom half of the screen is magnified, and yet the top half remains normal. That might be helpful when working with a coworker who wants to see it in normal view, but you still need to work and run the keyboard.
Color enhance. Oops. Color enhance. Zoom window dock top.
Dock top, so it's reversed.
Zoom window dock right.
Right and left. So now it's half on the left side is regular and the right side is zoomed.
Zoom window dock left.
So there we go.
Zoom window full.
Control, Shift, Z. And now we're back to full. Full is the standard mode. Are there any questions on the Zoom text window tools? That would be your Zoom and your Windows.
Did you have a
It was just, I used Control, Shift, Z, and it cycles through all of the different window types. Nope, I just did a Control Shift Z continuously.
Oh,
so if I hold Control and Shift, and I'll actually do that right now. I'll hold Control and Shift down with my right hand, and I'm just going to hit Z.
Zoom window overlay.
Z.
Zoom window lens.
Z.
Zoom window line. Zoom window dock bottom. Zoom window dock top. Zoom window dock right. Zoom window dock left. Zoom window full.
And we're back to full. And it was Alt plus and Alt minus for your zooming in and out. Yes. Hang on, I'll come to give you a. I'm going to give you a mic because they are recording this.
Yeah, I can be the mic person for you. I can take it around. Here
you go. Okay. I have Zoom Text 9.1. It does not read P. Is it PDF?
PDF. Portable Document Format.
Thank you. It doesn't read it.
It
does the new one read it?
I've had hit and miss, and I'll explain what I mean by that, and I'll actually try and pull up a PDF. I have plenty of them. As I was going through my master's program, almost everything I read was PDF. Both, because my program started when there was no 10. And, well, it in 9.1, it was almost never. And that, it's one of the things that I've have made mention to the makers of Zoom Text, AI Squared. And we'll look at it in 10, because in 10, I've had it work and I've had it not work. I've had it both ways. Part of it is probably the accessibility issue in terms of...
Just an image here.
Yeah, image. PDF documents, while there are standards for accessibility in PDF documents, not everybody out there knows that if how to set them up or how to do them properly.
That's for damn sure. But I mean, if they just take a... Just take an image, just scan a document in and make it a PDF, then that's the time when JAWS says document is empty, you know, because there aren't any, no characters in it for it to find. And I suspect that that's true of other programs.
Yes,
too.
That is correct. Some of that has been alleviated a little bit if you have access to either Kurzweil or Zoom Text, I mean, Kurzweil or Open Book. And you bring it in. Well, you can open it up. I use Kurzweil, and I open up the document in Kurzweil. Kurzweil does an OCR on it, and then it's able to read through, and I can go back and forth, up and down. I can navigate. Yeah, and you can do it with Kurzweil as well, both of them. Also, those of you who may have access at a workplace, more than likely, because I don't think there's a whole lot of people who own Acrobat 10 Pro. If you do, Acrobat 10 Pro, not Acrobat Reader, but Acrobat 10 Pro. Right, and the Pro, and with Acrobat Pro, there are tools under accessibility that will allow you to OCR the document so that it will then read. There's some other tools as well that... I'm less qualified to talk about. That's one that Louis Herrera can talk to you more about. I'm in the process of still learning how to use it properly.
Excuse me,
I use it with hit and miss until it works.
Cindy, do you happen to know how much Acrobat Pro costs? Okay.
I don't I don't remember, to be honest with you. I know it's
not cheap.
No. So now I'm going to bring up the user interface again.
So
Control-Shift-U.
Excuse me just a second. If anybody has a question, just say Becky, and I'll come with a microphone to you so that you can ask your questions. Go ahead. So when you ask your question, then please say your name. Identify yourself before you ask your question.
The next section on the magnifier toolbar is enhancements. While it shows three items, which is color enhancements, pointer enhancements, four out of five, color enhancements, pointer enhancements, cursor enhancements, focus enhancements, and there's also another one which they don't show and I didn't put in your handout, is font enhancements. As you've seen me already switch back and forth with color, you can also customize your color schemes, which sometimes people will use one scheme for Word, a different scheme for Outlook, and yet a different scheme for Internet Explorer and Excel. So you can customize for each program. And like I said, I'll go into more detail on Saturday on how to... I'll even demonstrate changing some of these. I believe it's 10 o'clock.
Oh, thank you.
I believe.
Oh, we canceled it.
No, I saw it in there when I was doing the streaming this afternoon. And I'll look it up at the end. I have my schedule here. So, Control-Shift-C, once you've set up your particular color enhancement, Control-Shift-C will toggle you back and forth. Control-Shift-C.
Color enhancements enabled. Color enhancements disabled.
And just quickly, I'm going to take my mouse, click on the button.
Normal checked.
Normal.
Scheme has submenu. Scheme, invert brightness. Reverse video. Yellow on black. Blue dye. Black and white. Black and white invert. Replace gray.
So those are your standard schemes that they've already set up for you that you could choose. So if I'm gonna change mine just so you can see.
Blue, yellow on black.
So now we've got yellow. Everything in the foreground is yellow. And the background is black. And if I do a Control-Shift-C, it's back to standard. And if I do Control-Shift-C again, it goes back to what I set it to.
What does the replace gray do? What does it replace it
with?
What does it replace it with?
I'll show you. It's one that's really hard to describe.
Color enhancements disabled. Overlay.
Oops, wrong one.
Replace gray.
And it kind of brightens it. There's less. The user interface has gray above and below the toolbar.
Yeah.
And if I do Control Shift C, it takes away that gray. For some people, black and gray together are very difficult to determine which is which. So I'm going to go back.
Reverse video.
Yep, I want it inverted.
Invert
video generally leaves the colors, like in the color wheel, normal instead of inverting them, but it inverts the foreground and background text. Any questions on color enhancements? I'm going to move, and Control-Shift-C was that shortcut. Pointer enhancements. Pointer enhancements, for those of you who change your point size an awful lot and use the shortcut in Word, which is Control-Shift-P, which is also your pointer. Control Shift P.
Pointer enhancements enabled.
That's one of the ones my students say, but it didn't go to the point size. It's because there's a pass through that you can use that will allow you to send the keystroke Control Shift P back to the main program, which in that case was Microsoft Word. As you can see, there's a crosshair. And so what that helps you do is it's a pointer locator. Let's say if I lose my mouse in the lower right-hand corner, and you don't see the mouse anymore, but what do you see? There's a little bit of red of the lines that indicate where that mouse is at. And so I'm able to go, oh, I can see that the red lines are on the bottom and on the right. That means my mouse is in the corner. I can also change the size of my mouse, the color of my mouse. I could have this instead of being full crosshairs, I can have it just crosshairs, a circle for the locator. I could have it as a sonar, which is like a circle that gets either smaller, 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 or larger, 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 depending on how you look at it. Well, let's look at some of the predefined schemes for the pointer.
Red with circle.
And so there's...
Oh.
My mouse right now, I'd have to go back to my standard mouse because it didn't turn it red. The mouse was supposed to turn red because it said red with circle.
No scheme checked. Scheme. Large yellow.
So that just, it would have been yellow. Like I said, I needed to change this back to standard pointer. I have it in.
Scheme. Invert brightness checked. Reverse video.
Microphone.
Yeah, excuse me. Thank you.
It's only because they're recording this.
Yeah, my name is Paul. Now, have you had any problems with your cursor? Because I use the red circle.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any problems with your cursor going back to a different color when you quit working and then come back later?
I have not had color problems, but I have had more like the mouse pointer itself. Because I use inverted, which means that when it's on white, it turns black. When it's on black, it turns white. Sometimes I'll lose that inverted and it will go to the standard Zoom Text colors, whatever it might be. And I've heard people have lost their color and it goes to black or whatever the standard Windows is. I haven't seen it as much as I did in the last few years. When they've made several patches to 9.1, that seemed to fix a lot of the instability. And in 10, I haven't had it happen. And we're running 10 at our work site.
Can we get one of the handouts?
There aren't any more.
Okay, that's fine.
But she said that she'll email.
Giant green.
I'll show you what giant green is. It won't be green because of my cursor setting, but it will be giant. That's because of the finger for clicking on something. But you see how big that is in comparison. So you got to get that pointer right on the... And so I went back to yellow with full cross. And the other thing you can do is you notice mine's always on. But you can change that feature so that it's only on when you move the mouse or only on when the mouse is staying still or when you press a modifier key such as Control or Alt or Shift along with moving the mouse. And those are options that you can set up and save. Any questions on pointers? And once again, that was Control Shift P.
Pointer enhancements disabled. Pointer enhancements enabled.
The next one is cursor enhancements. Have you ever been in a large document of text and you're trying to edit and you're going, where's my cursor? Where's my cursor? Where's my cursor? I can't find my cursor. And I don't remember the shortcut right off. Control Shift R.
Cursor enhancements enabled. Document 1, Microsoft Word, color enhancements disabled.
So now you see that there are two blue wedges, or what I call a triangle pointing down and a triangle pointing up, that's pointing at the position that you're at. So if I move one character at a time to the right, it follows along and it's easy to find. Some people would rather have other options. So we'll bring up the Zoom Text user interface. Oops. And I'll move it up a little bit so I can go back to the text. And we'll go to pointer and go down to the scheme. Blue wedge, green circle, red frame. Okay, I'll try that just to see what it is. I don't remember seeing that in 9.1.
Black. Hi, welcome to the CCCL. Welcome to.
And it's just highlighting the first letter.
Space. O. T. Space.
And if I revert
color
it.
Color enhancement. E. M. O. C. L. E. W. Color enhancements disabled.
And these things can be, once again, just like the modifications you could do to the pointer, you can do all those same modifications to your cursor. In other words, you can adjust the color, the thickness of the... Okay. I'll go to, just so you can see, I'll go to custom. And so I'm going to custom. We'll do circle.
Circle. Color blue, cyan, green, yellow, red. Size medium.
Medium, and I'm going to make it
medium. Thick.
Thick.
Transparency 50%.
And I'm going to take the transparency away. Maybe.
50%. 75, 80s, 100%.
And I'm not going to put any modifications on it, but here you have, I'll show you.
Always checked.
Always visible.
When cursor is stationary, checked. When cursor is moving, checked. When modifier key is pressed, checked.
And
when
then you
modifier
would,
key is pressed, checked.
And you could then choose your modifier. I'm going to go back to always.
When always checked. Always checked. Zoom Text user interface. Document one.
So there's your large circle. So that's quite a big circle. You can't lose it. But you could change how big and how thick and how transparent. You notice there's no transparency to that. As the red goes across the letters, you can't see through it. The more transparent it is, the more you can see of the text underneath your modifier. That is the cursor. That is correct. And Control-Shift-R enables and disables. And I'm going to go back if my eyes will adjust. I'm going to go back to blue wedge. And there it is. And the wedges can vary in size from small, medium, and large. And once again, transparency can be up to zero, which would be completely transparent, like you didn't even have it, all the way up to 100%, what would be full color. And let's look at the next item, is focus enhancements. Have you ever been going through a menu and you can't find where you're at? Okay. Red rectangle.
Thick green underline.
Let's take a look at thick green underline. So now if I could do an Alt.
Zoom Text enabled.
Oops. How about an Alt?
File has submenu.
And I'm going to invert.
Color enhancements enabled.
Come on.
Microsoft Word.
Okay, be that way. We'll be in Microsoft. Now, I'm on the Home tab, which kind of blends, but you can see there's a green underline. We've lost. Why are we not talking? And we've lost. Oh, there.
Colors, fonts, effects.
So it works on the ribbon bar, but also I'm going to do a shortcut. So now I'm in the margins dialog box, and you can see that it's going to follow. And if I wanted it landscape, and I hit the right arrow,
landscape.
Now landscape is underlined. But we can use the other choices. We can customize this to the color and the shape of our choice, given the three shapes, the circle, the underline, and the square. I think it's our frame. I think it's highlighted frame or underline. I like either the frame or the underline because it doesn't change the text underneath. When you're in a menu or a dialog box and you're having difficulty tracking where the cursor is, normally when there's no, like I'll take away the font, the enhancement, Control Shift O.
Focus enhancements disabled.
Now if I,
portrait,
it's less. And you have to be able to see that the number is highlighted. Where when we had focus enhancements on, oops, helps if I do the right command. Now you see that it's more prominent with this underline, underlining the whole item. Okay, are there any questions? Huh? This, yeah, 9.1 also has it.
Document 1.
Yes, focus enhancement was in 9.1. It was one of the updates that came out when we went from 9 to 9.1. And I did not put, and I don't remember the shortcut right offhand. I think it's X-Font. X-Font is supposed to be Zoom Text's solution to difficult-to-read fonts. It improves the readability by making it the edges more smooth and less pixelated, meaning those little jagged lines become smoother. Sometimes if X-Font doesn't work properly, you can go to Standard, which improves. I haven't had any problems in 10. In 9 and 9.1, there were times that certain documents or certain computers, working with some of the vets, veterans at Junior Blind of America, they, for some reason, X-Font either didn't want to work with their video driver, or in some cases, it happened to be the document that was sent to them or the page on the internet they were trying to read. And so we would then move to standard view. And the hotkey, which is not in your handout, is Control-Shift-F. Control-Shift-F is the hotkey that will cycle you through the font enhancements. Under font enhancements, you can specialize, you can actually tell it, always use Tahoma. Always use bold. And you can even tell it a particular font size, I believe, or a magnification. I will go over that, though, more on Saturday and actually change it so that you can see the difference, especially on the internet. But hopefully by then I'll have access and won't have to save pages. Any questions on enhancements?
What is it about? Yes. What is it about? Did you say Tahoma?
Yes, Tahoma is
a font.
That's a font style.
What is it about that that's good?
It's easier to read in terms of less, you know, curly Qs or hanging edges or. Yeah. And also the spacing. Verdana's spacing is a little wider, or a little larger. A lot of times, what I found with a lot of the students and clients that I've been working with in the past 10 years, Arial is one of the most popular followed by Tahoma and Verdana. Those are the ones that seem to get the most. Every once in a while, I have somebody who needs a really, really bold, dark bolding, and they would prefer to use Aerial Black. But those seem to be the most standard. And, of course, my place of work wants us to use what? Times New Roman. And I told them it may be pretty, but it doesn't work when I'm sending stuff to people who are visually impaired. So I do change it, and they haven't yelled at me yet. Excuse me. Any other questions on enhancements?
Just about the voices. I think it's so funny to hear the different voices you can get with Zoom text.
I'm using Paul, and there's also Kate. But other voices that are on your computer or any other synthesizers that are on your computer can be accessed. That's under the speech speech toolbar. We have one more section on the magnification toolbar to cover before we get to speech. And those happen to be finders. There are three finders. There is the desktop finder, the text finder, and the web finder.
Web finder. Test web finder.
Zoom, yeah. Desktop, web, and text finder. I can probably bring up a saved web page to show it to you, and that particular feature has a new toolbar with Zoom Text 10, which makes it even more productive to use on the internet. But let's start with the desktop finder. The desktop finder lets you find things on your desktop, in your quick launch toolbar, on the taskbar, and in the system tray. So I'm going to purposely go look for a sound file that, if I got a phone call from Marie Herrera, would ring this ringtone. So I'm going to do a control. Wait a second. You don't have to. Control Shift D for Oh, crud. Is it Alt Shift D? And I'm.
Recycle bin.
I don't want to be there.
Zoom text 10. Document. Zoom. Document 1. Microsoft Word.
And of course, it worked earlier today in my room. Yeah, Control Shift D. Control Shift. There we go.
Search for.
So I'm going to put in, right now, this gives us a list of all the different things that are available to me on the desktop, in the quick launch, on the toolbar, and in the system tray, which is quite a few. And then you can also see, so there's a search edit box, followed by a list of all the things that are available, followed by
document desktop checked.
Desktop is checked.
Quick launch not checked.
I didn't, because I don't generally use the quick launch.
Tray not checked.
System tray I usually access otherwise.
Programs menu checked.
Program menu, so that'll do anything in the list of programs.
My documents checked. Control panel not checked. Name checked. Open.
So name.
Name checked.
Name, it was either.
Time checked. Name checked. Source checked. Name checked.
But I'm going to go back to name, because that's generally how I look for things. So now I'm going to cycle back to the... I'm going to cycle...
Open. Close. Help. Search for...
To the search toolbar, and I'm going to put in G-E-I. And only one thing exists now.
Document Geico Pig M4R Desktop C.
And now
User
I'm going to press...
Desktop.
I'm going to press Enter.
Zoom Text 10.
Then wait a moment. It'll actually open up that file for me. So that was an example of how to find something and quickly launch it from the desktop finder. And that's Marie Herrera's ringtone. So if you ever hear that anywhere in the hotel, you know she's calling me. Isn't that right, Marie? Yes, I can say that many times I've gotten many a chuckle. The last time I think that I got the biggest chuckle is we were, Lewis and I were down in San Diego for the CSUN conference on disabilities. And we had just walked into the lobby. The lobby, mind you, is all marble flooring with columns and wood paneling.
Echo good.
Yes, and she called and everybody. And there was lots of little giggles and chuckles all over the place. So that's an example of how the desktop finder works. And that was Control Shift D. Yes.
On Zoom Text 10 or is it on 9.1? I don't remember.
9 and 9.1, yes.
Oh, wow.
And Text Finder, which is the next one, I'm going to open up a different document. I'll close this.
Microsoft Word, Recycle Bin.
And I'm going to hit Start.
Search box, Microsoft Office, Apple Gestures, Conference and Convention, Assistive Technology Use a Day. Zoom Text 8, ATUG, App, Assistive Technology User Name.
Let me see if this is the one I was after.
Microsoft Word. Assistive Technology User Abandonment Questionnaire.
This is a paper that I, well, a very small piece of a paper that I was writing for my master's program. But the word screen magnification, screen reader, screen appears a lot in this document. So I'm going to use the text finder to find the first occurrence of the word screen. So I'm going to do Control Shift T, or I could go back to the user interface and click on text finder.
Search for.
And I'm going to put S-C-R-E-E-N. And I'll tab through this box so you can hear what's here before I hit the enter key.
Search. Active window checked.
And I have the choice of and I'm going to say active window.
Cursor or focus checked. Bottom checked. Top checked. Cursor or focus checked.
Cursor or focus means it's going to start where my cursor's at, and it happens to be at the beginning, so I don't need to worry about it.
Match whole words only not checked. Match case not checked.
So I could check those if I wanted to be very specific.
Search text checked.
Search text. And I want to search the text.
Highlight.
Highlight means this is the enhancement that will identify that you found the word screen.
Close. Help. Search for. Search. Text finder. Text finder has reached the end of the
video. I beg your pardon. I already know it's here. And so what I'm going to do purposely...
Assistive technology.
I'm going to do...
Office 2003 access key. Office 2008 width not checked. Whole page not...
I'm showing the entire page, which is very small at this particular point. But I'm going to go and do...
Typing echo enabled for keys. Typing. Search for screen.
And I'm going to press enter.
There was a question,
okay.
And the question was, will it search the entire document?
Yes. Well, it should. If it doesn't, it's searched this. We're still on the first screen, but at this point, now I'm going to enlarge it. And if I press enter at this point.
8. Do you or have you used any of the following screen readers? Press space on any of that.
And so it read the line in which the word screen appeared on. I'm going to hit the right arrow.
Text finder has reached the end of the window.
So it's only looking at the window. Yes.
Screen.
And I'm going to...
8. Do you or have you used any of the
phones? So it's only finding screen once on that page. So I'm going to hit escape, and I'm going to move down one page. And now I'm going to hit Control Shift T again.
Search.
And press enter.
Screen.
And I'm going to press the enter key to hear it, what line it's on.
9. Have you stopped using a screen reader technology for any of the following reasons or?
And that was just a single line. I'm going to hit the right arrow. We'll go to the next instance of screen.
Screen. Questionnaire for each of the screen readers listed in number 8.
That's another line. I'm going to hit enter again, right again.
Screen.
And so it found another instance of screen. I'm going to press enter to hear the line.
The screen reader did not meet my needs.
Right arrow.
Screen.
Enter.
The screen reader did not meet my expectations.
Right arrow.
Screen.
Enter.
Ineffective performance for the task the screen reader was meant to assist.
Right.
Screen.
And enter.
Did not receive meaningful and sufficient training of the screen reader.
So that's an example. To get out of text finder, you hit escape. Or there was an exit button on that little tiny toolbar that followed us around. I was using the shortcut keys. You could also use the mouse to click on those buttons, which was right arrow for go to the next instance, left arrow to go back to the prior instance. I think it's Alt-A to make it do app reader, which could have started the app reader and it would have read from that point forward, or Alt-D for doc reader, which would have started reading from that point forward, or escape, or click on the X to get out of text finder. Yes.
Oh, I was wondering, now you were in Microsoft Word there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Why would a person use the text finder as opposed to the Control F for Microsoft Word for finding?
Well, in Microsoft Word, depending on the version that you're using, while it will take you to the instance of the find, you have to
find it.
Well, I was able to just hit enter and it would read the line to me. Whereas it would take me to that location, then I'd have to either escape out of the find tool or I'd have to control tab, I think, to get out of the finder and into the document, read that line, then control tab back into the finder to find the next instance.
And it doesn't underline it.
Well, in that's why I say it depends on what version.
In Microsoft
Office 2010, it highlights all the Word screens, every single one of them would be highlighted. But depending on the color combination you have, it might just look like a black box or a blue box, which, okay, you know that that's the Word screen, but then you still have to read the rest of the line. So if you're trying to find by content, using the text finder will help you quickly read the line without having to go back and forth, back and forth. Does that answer your question? And web finder. Let me see if I can, if I have a web document in which we can use web finder on.
Recycle bin. Start. Games. Pictures, document, shell view, Zoom text presentation, shell view, AI squared, home page, making accessibility simple, MHT.
This is an old, old web page, but it hopefully will do the, show us the
Windows Internet Explorer.
Because you can use Web Finder on documents that might be an HTML document that were created in Word and have a lot of HTML type elements in it. Things that appear or look like a web page and have web elements in it, you can use Web Finder on. Let's see if this will actually. Control Shift W.
Web Finder, all text.
Now, normally it would come up in 9 or 9.1. It would come up in a list view like the Desk Finder did. The list view still exists. This is a brand new toolbar that you're seeing that was developed for 10. And what it does is it allows you to simplify what you're looking for. If I was connected to the internet, if we went to CNN, that page has a whole lot of content and a whole lot of different types of content, headings, links, you name it. It's almost every element is there, and it's very busy. And so trying to sometimes look with your eyes gets tiring, frustrating, and you just want to say, forget it. So I'm going to, right now I'm going to tab.
All text, all headings, links, images.
So now I'm going to, I've chosen images. And if I.
Previous, next.
If I hit enter.
Image of the Zoom Text product box. Image of the Zoom Text large print keyboard. Image of the Zoom Text USB drive. Image of the Zoomware product box. Image of Facebook icon. Webfinder. Webfinder has reached the end of the page. Would you like to continue at the beginning of the page? Yes. Next.
And so now we're back at the original one, original image. But you see, I used images as an example of just so it didn't go through any of the other elements. We didn't go through headings. We didn't go through links. So that made it easier. We could also go back to what 9 and 9.1 have, which is list.
Images, tables, lists.
Now, if I hit lists.
United States.
Okay. It was supposed to give me the list. Yeah. Okay. Okay. List.
Web Finder list mode.
Now, this brings up the what 9 and 9.1 users are used to seeing, which is a search box where you can type in what you're looking for and a list of all of the, in this case, it will show all the elements. I can limit that in here.
Sort by page order, name, page order, type.
So I can change how I search for it. An item. Page order is generally what I use. And,
page order.
Shift tab.
Exit. Go to. App R.
Oh, of course we're going to be stubborn.
Execute. Sort by page order. Page order. Type. Page order. Refresh list.
Refresh list.
Refresh found 22 page items.
And if I tab.
Contrast. Show the high contrast version. Show the standard version list. Home products, dealers, customers, stories, news, support about us list. United States list. Customers stories list. Customers stories.
And so now it took us to that location on the page. This web finder is new for me. I haven't quite mastered it yet. I don't know all the shortcut keys for this particular interface of the toolbar, but you can tell that it does have plus
5x.
We have list, which was where I was in. Execute, I don't have anything highlighted, so it can't execute at the moment. App reader, speech, so you can change the speech settings, and of course exit. And we had a previous and next button, an elements button, or page items button, and a search box. So if you were on CNN and you were looking for a story on your favorite sports figure, something political, you'd put in the keyword, and then the element, if you're looking for a link, you would choose link, and then you would press the next button, and it would go look for the next occurrence of that item. In list view, it would give you a list of all of the items. Let's say you were looking for President Obama, and maybe there were three different stories. In list view, it would list those stories. In standard view that we're in, as you hit next, it would go to each heading or each item. If you chose headings, it would go to each heading. If you chose links, it would go to each link. Does that kind of make sense? That's kind of like an introduction to this new toolbar. 10 has the new toolbars. 9 and 9.1 have, it looks more like the list feature. And you use a search criteria. I'll give you an example. This is one I used to use with my students when we were using 9 and 9.1. I'd go to MSN.com, and on that page there's oodles and oodles of links. And I would say, okay, we're going to look for Hotmail. And we have 356 links up right now. Press the letter H. And the links would then jump from 356 to 100 and, let's say, 58. I said, okay, now press the O. And then we jump down to, like, 53. Now press the T. Now we've only got three links. Then they can find Hotmail, like, instantly because they only have three things to look at. Does that help? So though that concludes the magnification toolbar. Are there any questions on the magnification toolbar?
Go away. Bar, shell view, AI, recycle bin, speak a tool. Zoom text user interface, view to mouse, view to mouse, zoom text user interface, speak a tool.
No, I don't want speak it.
Something real quick. 5:10 p.m.
5:10 p.m. What time is this supposed to end, Bernice? I didn't ask for Jaws to start. I just put the shark to sleep. The next toolbar is the speech toolbar. Instead of going through it one by one, but I wanted to go through the magnification toolbar so people could get the most out of it, whether they have magnifier or magnifier reader. The speech, you can set up the synthesizer. You can set up the speech. I'll show you that we can go from Kate and Paul. Those are the two standard voices. Well, I'm going to do Alt-Shift-S is to turn on and off speech. So maybe you're using it with speech. Your spouse says, can you make this thing shut up?
Yeah.
And you say, oh, okay. And you do a Control-Shift-S or an Alt-Shift-S, and it temporarily silences Zoom text so they can do whatever it is they want to do, and you come back and sit down, and you can Alt-Shift-S, and you've got speech again. I'll show. No, it wasn't.
For
yes. See, I'm getting tired.
No, recycle bin.
Yeah, Alt Shift S. Did I do Control Shift? I bet.
Speech disabled.
So now there's no speech.
Speech enabled.
And it announces it. What was that? Yes, Alt Shift S. I was just pressing the wrong key. I woke up at 4:30. I just want to touch a few highlights on the reader for those who do have the reader. Okay, control numpad plus and control numpad minus will slow down or speed up your speech, as Alt Numpad Plus and Alt Numpad Minus made it larger and smaller. So for some people, they like to be speed demons and read real fast, and others like to take it slow and just enjoy. So that is a choice. And some people start out slow and they work their way up to being a fast reader. And the control is generally for the speech. Mm-hmm. Now there's echoes. I'm going to do one echo. There's mouse echo and typing echo. Those are the two I want to cover. The others are more advanced features, which I'll do more because I have more time on Saturday, which is your verbosity. Verbosity has to do with how much does the thing speak. But let's look at the typing echo. And because see, it's not consistent. There's Alt-Shift-T.
Typing echo enabled for keys.
Keys, which means it's going to type every character. It's going to say every character you type.
Typing echo enabled for words.
Which means when you hit the space bar, it will then say the word. So I type D-O-G. I hit the space bar, it says dog.
Typing echo enabled for keys and words.
This one I use with my students who English is their second language, and they're not great on the keyboard yet. So it, as they type dog, it will say D, O, G, and they hit the space bar and it says dog. So they know that they've hit the correct characters that they wish, and it actually said the word they were intending on spelling. It's very helpful for those who have difficulty with the English language or with the language that they're using. And then mouse echo, which is Alt-Shift-M.
Mouse echo is set to instant mode.
Instant mode, which means as soon as I go over top of something.
Zoom text keyboard info. iTunes. GPS visualizers easy match geocular converts street addresses to coordinates. Desktop INI. 3.2.0. Zoom text 10.
So you see, as I move my mouse, it automatically says. I'm going to do a Alt-Shift-M again.
Mouse echo set to hover mode.
Hover mode, which means I've got to put my mouse there for a little bit.
Zoom text 10. Zoom text keyboard info. Zoom text videos.
So you see it's taking longer. It's a slightly longer delay when you're in hover.
Mouse echo disabled.
And mouse echo disabled means no matter where I move my mouse, it's not going to speak. And I'm going to leave it there for now, but you have your handout which has more of the shortcut keys, and I will introduce some of the new features on Saturday which have to do with if I can borrow a camera from one of the vendors, I will demonstrate the CCTV camera option. I have it at home. I forgot to pack it because I was doing 100 different things. The background reader and the recorder, I can demonstrate those. And I can just give a brief about the image reading that's going to be coming in the future, which is an OCR camera package. So thank you for your time and attention. And if you want more information, come see me on Saturday.
Also, if I may, anybody
that
would like a handout email?
There's also, if you want a handout. And I have free demo.